We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And that is our cue. We're on the air. We're live. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 6:08, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It just threw me that off that, you know, at the end of the Star Spangled Banner, Greg yelled, play ball, but he didn't do it on the air.
No.
But it made me think of baseball. So let me catch up just a little bit. Home Run Derby was last night, and the winner, Big Dump. Cal Raleigh, the Big Dumper.
Really?
Really? Apparently that's his nickname because he has a large rear end. I'm not kidding you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You'd want to go through your career with a nickname like that?
Yeah, the Big Dumper.
Wow.
Cal Raleigh is your 2025 MLB All-Star Home Run Derby champion, and he will be remembered because, you know, he plays for the Mariners,
okay,
but he's a catcher, and apparently, and I didn't know this, he's the first catcher to win the Home Run Derby event.
Does not surprise me a bit.
No. But that it's the first catcher? You
yeah.
think a catcher, we've
I
had
just,
some good ones.
I don't know.
No? Well, anyway, he outlasted Tampa Bay Rays star Junior Caminero, who came in second.
Okay.
But I got to tell you, there's bigger news than that going on.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Rays have a new owner.
Oh, anybody we know?
Well, I had the story right in front of me, and then, of course, it went away.
Technology at its best.
Oh, here it is. Da, 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 da.
Bring in the filler music, friends.
But, well, it's interesting on a couple different levels. But first of all, Tampa Bay Rays owner Stu Sternberg has agreed in principle to a $1.7 billion deal to sell the franchise to a group led by a Florida-based developer, Patrick Zalupski, according to a report from The Athletic. Hmm. They believe the deal will close as early as September. And the good news is it'll keep the franchise in the area. So it'll stay in Tampa Bay.
Okay.
With Zalupski, apparently he's a home builder in Jacksonville, and he has a strong preference to land in Tampa rather than St. Petersburg. Now listen to this. Back in 2004, so what was that? 22 years ago. Sternberg bought the franchise for $200 million and just sold
wow.
it for $1.7 billion. That's pretty
that's
good.
That's a nice return on your investment.
I think so.
Yeah, that's, man.
So, anyway, and he's with some other builders. It's kind of a group. Mm-hmm. But this guy, Zalupski, also has some ties here. He's a member of the Board of Trustees at the University of Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
So, man, you know, the Gator Nation is everywhere. Now, this will be interesting to see, you know, where are they going to build?
Sure.
What are they going to build? Who's going to pay for it?
Uh-huh.
And all that. Because right now the Rays are playing at little old George Steinbrenner Field.
Right.
which, by the way, it's a nice setup, but it's way too small for Major League Baseball franchise. It's the spring training, of course, for the Yankees. And the Tampa Tarpons, their single-A team, plays there as well. All right, so there did I catch you up on all the the All-Star game is tonight at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the baseball covered.
Yep.
Now you want to talk about tanks.
Tanks?
Stacey Abrams.
Oh, the Tank Abrams.
Failed gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams said on Monday on MSNBC, The Beat, that it was critical to protest Donald Trump's illegal behavior.
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah. What did he do now?
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Abrams said, I've recently been talking about the 10 steps to autocracy and the fact that we seem to think that we're immune to what has happened to other democracies that have fallen into the hands of autocrats.
We're not a democracy, Tank.
And one of the key pushbacks against autocracy is protest, because the way autocracy works is it convinces you to be silent because you're afraid of losing something. Whoa!
Wow.
Once again, Karl Marx rears his ear, ugly head, and says, call them what you are. And this is exactly right. Wow. Don't you remember that? Convinces you to be silent. Who wants you to be silent? The left. Who wants to squash free speech? The left does. They don't want to have debates on any of the issues. They just want to cancel you if you disagree with them, or they call you a name.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
Yep. You're a homophobe, you're a tranophobe, you're fill in the blank phobe.
Yeah.
But yeah, she thinks we're on our way to be an autocracy.
But she thinks we're a democracy too, so there you go.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to control the population, I don't know that you would be a supporter of Second Amendment rights. Does she understand that?
Uh-uh.
How that works?
Well, she may understand, but doesn't mean she wants the best for us.
Well, I mean, when your government becomes too much to bear when they're not representing the people, uh-huh, the Second Amendment is the answer to that issue.
But remember how Joe Biden mocked that and told you you'd need F-16s?
Yeah, and there was, years ago when he first time I think he said something stupid like that. I mean, you look at it, it's like, yeah, if our full military turned against the people, that would be difficult.
But sure.
How many times around the world do we see this guerrilla warfare and uh-huh, people hanging on and hanging in there for years and years and years? So you don't think...
And then at some point, the military themselves go, this is not right.
Exactly.
And they turn on the radical leader.
Yep.
So
she doesn't understand that, but somebody who wants to take over and be a dictator is definitely not going to be a fan of the Second Amendment. In fact, you want to be aware of anybody who's not a fan of the Second Amendment. And chances are much, much greater that those are the people that want to have complete and utter control over your lives.
Funny how they get the basics so wrong.
It is, isn't it?
I'm going to be the authoritarian, but I want you all to have guns.
Yeah.
Now, where's the logic in that thinking?
Yeah, because deer wear Kevlar.
Oh, that's the other answer to everything. Right.
Yeah. Well, I've never had a deer, tax me. Never had one, tell me how to live my life.
Yeah.
Tell me what kind of car I can drive.
Ooh.
Right?
Well, apparently.
Tell me I have to use a paper straw. That was no deer ever did that to me.
Well, it's because they're not authoritarians either.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. So,
yeah.
Stacey Tank Abrams strikes again. We haven't heard from her in a long time.
And it's been nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rosie's been getting all the attention lately, so she's like, oh, no, you don't, girl.
There's another butte.
Yep.
Hey, Vladdy Putin, what's wrong with that guy? Trump's really, he's been nice. I don't know how much longer he can remain nice. What does the future hold for relations with Russia and Vladimir Putin? Details on that, a whole lot more coming your way. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. It is 6:16 and you're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:22. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Trump and Putin, what's going on there? But first, let's take a look at some tropical weather update from Radiant Credit Union, because there is, I don't know if I'd call it action, but there's things going on that you need to be aware of. You've got a 40% chance of cyclone formation in 7 days. That's because you've got a disturbance that is off of our east coast, and it is going to be moving west across the state. So regardless of whether this thing develops or not, heavy rainfall could produce localized flash flooding over portions of Florida through midweek. Remember, I warned you about this last week. They were going to get some real hard-hitting stuff, and they said it was going to start on the 16th. They've been pretty good, because today's the 15th. So you can expect maybe some very, very heavy rain, and it's disorganized now, but it could turn into something, basically. And they're looking at some of the data, and there's a low pressure located just offshore, east coast of Florida, gradually becoming better defined. However, yeah, still disorganized. The system is forecast to move westward across the peninsula today and tonight, then reach the northeastern Gulf by the middle part of this week. Well, we're just about in the middle part. Yeah. And there you go. This was last updated at 2 a.m. this morning. So we'll keep an eye on it. It's what we do. We prepare you. We don't scare you. But it is a good time when you think about, you know, you got that generator, and if you have one that you have to start up and run yourself and plug in yourself and be aware of the maintenance and all that, then now would be a pretty good time to go ahead and give
that. Are you looking at me? Well, are you looking at me?
Yeah. I was looking at you.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
Yes.
So it's a good time to do that.
It really is.
President Donald Trump told reporters during a meeting with NATO and the chief there, Mark Rutte, that on Monday, European NATO members would fund billions of dollars of American military equipment, including Patriot missiles. This is for Ukraine. And also threatened Russian President Vladimir Putin with a massive 100% indirect tariff if he did not make peace in 50 days. Trump explained that if Putin did not end his invasion of Ukraine in 50 days, he'll begin his proposed regime of secondary tariffs on the Russian economy. While Western states have imposed direct tariffs on Russia for years with mixed success and results, the concept of secondary tariffs is to place punitive levies on countries that buy Russian exports, encouraging them to disconnect from trading with Moscow. That can be a very powerful tool.
Yeah.
China and India are the largest customers for Russian crude oil, for instance, and could face a new 100% punishment tariff for doing business with Russia in 50 days beginning in September. I could see India trying to make adjustments, but not China.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't see them giving in, but we'll see. President Trump also announced a new deal with European NATO allies to enable a fresh rush of weapons to Ukraine to keep fighting Russia. Unlike under the last administration, the president said these weapons would be made in America, but wholly funded by Europe, effectively creating a massive inflow of foreign investment into U.S. companies and jobs. So he's trying to take a sad situation, a difficult situation, and at least trying to get a win out of it as he continues to try to get Vladimir Putin to, you know, give it up.
Yeah.
And Trump even gives credit to Melania. He said he'd come home and talk to the first lady. Hey, I had a great conversation with Vladimir. She'd be like, really? Because he just bombed a nursing home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how frustrating that is? You're talking to somebody like that. You think, okay, you know, maybe they're going to be reasonable. And that's what you come home to. Like, you've got to be kidding.
I looked deep into his eyes and looked into his soul, and I saw the devil.
Is that a quote?
No, it's not a quote.
Well, I'm just checking.
It was something the opposite, wasn't it, George W. Bush?
Yeah, he got good vibes from him back in the day as well. But so did Trump way back when. It's like he really is a pretty slick, slimy guy, this Putin.
Yeah, you wonder. You wonder what, I mean, yes, what he dreams of, reconstituting the USSR.
But it's not going to happen.
It not only is it not going to happen, but it's like, well, you know, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but what was so great about the USSR? And did you ever learn how to build a daggone car?
Well, yeah,
that to me is a mark of civilization. If you can't build nice automobiles,
yeah,
you suck.
Yeah, but when you got bread lines and expensive Levi's, I mean, come on, life is... Okay, life sucks, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. And when you've been trying to take over Ukraine for 3 years and can't do it. Hello?
Yep.
That's got to be a little embarrassing
for him.
Don't
know what the thought process is there. Really don't.
Yeah.
627, just about 628 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, of course. And an Obama-appointed judge... And Planned Parenthood, I wonder what that's all about. Details on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Just when you thought that your life has gone to pot. Something called potluck strikes.
Ooh.
A story of irony. It's coming up.
I can't wait.
6:38 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning and welcome. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast. You know, like Spotify or Apple, any of the. Download it right there and click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. So listen to this. There is now a czar of New York cannabis. Didn't start out that way for Jennifer Czar. She was a fashion photographer. She had a couple side gigs. She also sold some weed back in the day, living in Soho. And how was she discovered? Well, she was discovered when the apartment that she lived in caught fire. And
oh, no.
Yeah, authorities learned that, oh, wow, she had a big old stash of weed right there in the apartment complex. And you are busted, lady, and you are going to Rikers.
But the firemen were happy as all get out.
For a little while.
For a little
and
while,
then
yeah.
Extremely hungry.
Yes.
And she had like $80,000 worth of weed that was piled up in there.
Yeah. Wow.
So she went to Rikers. I mean, she went to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this was back in like 2011. So here we go. Fast forward to the modern era.
Yeah.
Now, in a wild twist of fate, the well-known former stylist, music video director, and photog is back in the neighborhood as the founder of New York's first majority woman-owned licensed cannabis dispensary.
Well, see, she knew her future, her focus, and she stuck to her guns.
Yes.
So to speak.
Talk about potluck. I guess it's my nature to always see how I can turn lemons into lemonade. But this was definitely an extraordinary turn of events, says Czar. She's now 58. The worst thing that ever happened to me turned out into the best thing.
And there's less profit in lemons.
It was a picture of her 2011 arrest that changed her life. It showed her perp walked down Thompson Street after a late night inferno engulfed her Soho apartment with nearly 11-pound heap of high-quality marijuana stashed inside. And Czar revealed that people still talk about her headline making arrest. So she's no newcomer to the New York Post, who had pasted her picture on the front there. And she also was a photographer. And in the early 2000s, she took pictures of David Bowie, Ozzy Osbourne, Bruce Springsteen, Snoop Dogg, plus shot campaigns for major brands, including Levi's and Lancome.
Yeah, but Snoop Dogg, I don't believe he paid in cash.
Thank you very much. And she split her time between Soho and Mendocino County, California, where she owned a 20-acre property with her boyfriend. And she started racking up bills when they broke up and amid an illness her adult daughter was facing. So she turned to selling the weed.
Although 20 acres, what if they, you know, raised anything natural?
It's possible.
On that property.
For 3 to 4 months, she took in 40 pounds of marijuana from Mendocino neighbors who grew it and then sold it to New York City pals, bringing in about $40,000 in cash a month.
Whoa.
And she says, I wasn't a big weed dealer, but I was counting piles and piles of money. I got really into it.
40 grand a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but then her dreams went up in flames. She was 44 at the time. Yeah, she woke up 2:30 in the morning, discovered her Soho building that she had called home for 21 years was on fire, opened my bedroom door. The smoke came rushing in. I knew I had minutes to get out of there. I just grabbed two boxes with $100,000. She admitted and ran out of the apartment barefoot in my underwear, tank top, and no phone.
And cash. Lots of
cash. Fire department said the dramatic 3-alarm fire started in the basement, traveled all the way to the 6th floor. Now, she lived on the 5th, and she had a lifetime of memories, belongings. She lost all that. But can you imagine? And she was charged with first-degree possession of marijuana, carried a possible sentence ranging from no jail to 5.5 years. Yep. And she was given an appearance before a judge. She thought she was home free when her bail was set at $2,000. But by the time a friend arrived with the money, the court had closed for the weekend. All of a sudden, they're putting me in a paddy wagon. Where are you taking me? She was sent to Rikers, which was not the nicest place. We do know that. Mm-hmm. And once you get into Rikers, it's really hard to get out. It's like you get lost and all your rights are kind of taken away. She was fortunate that it only turned into a 4-day stay. So there you go.
I'd say she's pretty fortunate. 4 days? Yeah.
I would think so. Yep. And realizing a felony rap wouldn't be an attributable, on your job application to try to find a gig. Yeah. She sold her Mendocino home, took a $75,000 buyout from her Soho landlord, and eventually moved to Hudson, New York, where she opened a bar. But that's not what she really wanted to do. She went to L.A., tried it again. And then in 2021, they were given away the first 150 licenses to people with prior cannabis arrests. Yep, legalized recreational weed.
So they literally so they literally wanted people who had been arrested for pot. Because I guess they figure you knew what you were doing?
What
a mentality. And how do you open a bar if you've had felonies?
I don't think you can do it in your own name, or maybe you can open the bar, but you can't hold
the license,
the liquor license, perhaps.
Yeah.
Don't know. But But yeah, she's so she's back into selling the green, making some green, and this time it's totally above board and legal. So, turn around for her.
Yeah. Wow.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in the house, and it's a Trash Talking Tuesday thanks to Florence Recycling. All-Star Game tonight at 8 o'clock. Got a couple of things dealing with baseball that's a little bit different. We'll get into that. It's all coming up. A 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday thanks to Florence Recycling. One of your top stories dealing with Putin, sending arms to Ukraine and threatening Putin with maybe some indirect type sanctions. We'll get into that in a little bit. Also coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Sheriff Bobby Schultz, Gilchrist County Sheriff. Find out what's going on in his neck of the woods and about things in general, law enforcement, illegal immigration, stuff like that. Obama appointed judge doubles down on vetoing Congress's defunding of Planned Parenthood. This is part of that big, beautiful bill. And a judge that was appointed by Barack Obama has upheld her order from last week, blocking a provision of the big, beautiful bill that defunds abortion giant Planned Parenthood of taxpayer dollars through Medicaid. U.S. District Judge Indira Talwani issued an amended temporary restraining order on Friday, explaining why she decided to block the provision. She said there could be an interruption in services or disruption to people's health care until she can hear arguments in the case on July 18th, and then it kind of goes in the woods from there. So Planned Parenthood is always going to fight get every single dollar, penny, everything that they can, and then still try to maintain it. Oh, no, no, that money doesn't go into the pot of money used to perform abortions.
Right. They separate each dollar very carefully and keep it marked. And
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Heard that one before. Huh? All right. Da-da-da-da. I was looking for my story that has to do with baseball, but maybe not in the way that you would normally think.
Okay. Is it an abnormal way that we would think about baseball?
I am here to tell you the story, Greg. Oh, it's even very good.
That's
fake AI, whatever.
Yeah.
No, they're going to use robots in the All-Star Game.
To do what?
The All-Star Game is tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And Major League Baseball is testing automated ball strike systems.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, you know, they've had all these computer-related programs, and they show you the little square on the screen and where the ball allegedly, you know, was. Oh, that was just a little outside, et cetera. Robot umpires are going to make their big debut, another step toward possible regular season use by 2026. And one of the top pitchers, Tarek Skubal from the Tigers. He's having a terrific year. He views the strike zone differently than robot umpires. I have this thing where I think everything is a strike until the umpire calls it a ball.
Okay.
He was Detroit's American League Cy Young Award winner, and he said this, just the other day. He said MLB is experimenting with the automated ball strike system in the minor leagues. They've been doing that all the way back to 2019. And they will use it in an All-Star game for the first time. Each team gets two challenges and retains the challenge if successful. So it's not going to be used all the time to call every ball and every strike. But if they really think an umpire missed one, man, you blew that one.
So what do you think about that? I mean, do we want to keep the fallibility, if you will, in baseball and keep it human and go with the concept that eventually it'll all average out? Or a scenario that we dealt with, I guess it was back in the day with the St. Louis and Kansas City World Series, there was a call that everybody knows was wrong. And to this day is simply referred to as the call. And and everybody knows what it is. So it can affect big time games, but are we losing something when we get too high tech with it? I don't know. Where's the middle ground, I guess, if we're looking for that?
Well, and I think maybe part of the issue is time consumption. They have done things to try to move the game along because they found that, you know, their viewership was lagging because people get bored. The game stretches out way too long. And so they have definitely done a good job of pushing things forward and managing time in a much better way. And that has actually brought viewers back.
Yeah.
You know, ESPN had a huge ratings increase. And in Japan, huge rating increase. But, yeah, here in the U.S. as well. So I'm a little bit torn between the two. I mean, at the end of the day, you want to get the right call.
True.
And it is interesting how, you know, one hit, one strike.
Yes.
I mean, you know, they talk about it being a game of inches, et cetera, like many other sports. But, yeah, a lot of things can hinge on that. If it's a strikeout, you know, and there's two people on base, that could have had huge implications if that's called a ball instead.
Yep. And momentum can go one way or the other at that point, too.
I guess, you know, where they have a challenge system, if they can make it pretty efficient and not so time-consuming,
yeah.
Then
yeah, we'll see.
I'll check it out. I'll tell you what I think of it. You know me.
Oh, yeah.
We've got plenty more coming your way on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.